Los Angeles City Councilman introduces motion to decriminalize playing ball on streets, sidewalks. In Los Angeles, a law banning children from playing catch or kicking a soccer ball on the street or sidewalk is at the center of a new debate. Los Angeles City Councilman Bob Blumenfield introduced a motion on August 1 to repeal a municipal code that bans playing ball or engaging in sports with a ball on sidewalks, streets, and public parks except in designated areas. No person shall play ball or any game of sport with a ball or football or throw, cast, shoot or discharge any stone, pellet, bullet, arrow or any other missile, in, over, across, along or upon any street or sidewalk or in any public park, except on those portions of said park set apart for such purposes, the Los Angeles Municipal Code states. Sector 56.16 was implemented to maintain public safety and order, as playing catch was viewed as a public hazard. Blumenfield's motion seeks to address what he describes as an obsolete and overbearing law. In the city of Los Angeles, it is a crime, punishable by a $1,000 fine and up to 6 months in jail, for a parent to play catch with their child on the sidewalk in front of their house, or for children to play a pickup game of football or kick a soccer ball around on any quiet residential street or even in many public parks, Blumenfield wrote in his motion. This is an uncommonly silly law, he added. The punishment is a misdemeanor on par with possession of non-serialized firearms, typically called ghost guns, which entails a $1,000 fine and up to 6 months imprisonment. Blumenfield added that more serious offenses listed in the code, such as firing weapons or shooting arrows, are already covered by other laws, rendering that section superfluous. The motion has been referred to the Public Safety Committee, where it remains under review. The committee may then conduct hearings and field input before recommending a change to the law to the full city council. Also on August 1, Blumenfield held an event with local leaders and residents to celebrate the groundbreaking of a new park in the West San Fernando Valley area of Los Angeles. It will be the first self-sustaining park in Los Angeles, meaning water will be captured on and off-site and using solar, the water will be cleaned to irrigate the park, said the councilman's office in a statement. The park will cost around $5.5 million with local, county, and state funding. It includes a partnership with Reseda High School to serve as an outdoor classroom, featuring a wetland area for storm water treatment, as well as providing an outdoor fitness center, play and recreation, and access to the Los Angeles River bike paths.